You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Shannon Brandt, 42, gets in an argument with teen Keller Ellingson over politics. Brandt tries to leave, but Ellingson refuses to let it go, following Brandt to his car. Frustrated the teen won't get out of the way, Brandt starts backing up anyway, knocking Ellingson to the ground. He doesn't stop and runs over the teen. Brandt does call 911, but drives off before EMTs arrive. Cops find Brandt at home, visibly drunk.
Nancy, Ellingson was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but he died there. A GoFundMe for Ellingson raised over $50,000 for his family after his death gained national attention when Donald Trump mentioned the incident in a campaign speech. Brandt originally described Ellingson as a Republican extremist who threatened him, but authorities found no truth to that statement.
Shannon Brandt pleads his murder charge down to manslaughter, now sentenced to just 5 years in prison. Charles Dottie becomes increasingly frustrated with Tennessee Little Caesars employees after being told he'd have to wait 10 minutes for his pizza. He eventually leaves the restaurant but returns with an AK-47 to point it at employees. When an employee tries to run for it, Dottie cocks the gun and asks, "Where the hell do you think you're going?" A frightened customer offers Dottie her pizza. Dottie snatches it and leaves. Cops find him at home and charge the hot and ready 64-year-old with ag assault and kidnapping. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Louisiana, where authorities say a woman has been found guilty of killing her infant son and injuring his elder brother when she threw them into a lake. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the Caddo Parish District Attorney's Office, 34-year-old Eureka Rochelle Black of Shreveport was found guilty in a unanimous decision by the jury after nearly 2 hours of deliberation. On September 24, 2021, Black tossed her older son, who was 5 at the time, and her 10-month-old baby into Cross Lake. Black was subsequently charged with murder and attempted murder. The toddler drowned. The other boy was saved by first responders, and he told investigators that his mother was to blame. Prosecutors say Black was apprehended at a rest area in Texas close to the Louisiana state line.
Black, who represented herself in court, will be sentenced September 28th before State District Judge Donald Hathaway Jr. and will be given a mandatory life sentence. At a state court hearing regarding a multitude of financial crimes the disbarred South Carolina attorney is said to have committed, Alex Murdoch has now made his first public appearance since his highly publicized murder trial. The man, who was found guilty in March of killing his wife and youngest son in June of 2021 after shooting them both, received a short break from the maximum security jail where he's serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. Following an agreement between the prosecution and the defense, a trial is now scheduled for the week of November 27th, during which Murdoch will be tried for some of the 101 allegations levied against the defendant. As he learned how he'll spend the week following Thanksgiving, Murdoch sat in an orange jumpsuit, occasionally chatting with his attorneys in the courtroom. Recent claims that the court clerk illegally swayed the jury in the murder case have added to the saga's many twists and turns. Defense lawyers requested a new trial earlier this month, alleging Rebecca Hill had urged the jury not to believe Murdoch's testimony and had put pressure on them to reach a decision quickly. In Minnesota, a 19-year-old man is accused of holding his girlfriend hostage in her dorm room as he raped, tortured, and waterboarded her for days before she managed to escape. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
Keanu Labatt is accused of 5 felonies, 3 of criminal sexual behavior, 1 of domestic abuse by strangling, and 1 of making violent threats. He was apprehended on the campus of St. Catherine University, an all-female college in St. Paul. The Public Defender's Office represented Labatt declined to comment on the matter. A criminal complaint claims that Labatt visited his girlfriend of 2 months on campus. The complaint does not identify her by name. According to the complaint, Labatt allegedly seized her phone and withheld it from her for days after discovering texts, images, and social media posts that angered him. Labatt also raped her in her dorm room while strangling her, threatening her with a knife, and forcing her to lie in a bathtub and covering her face with a washcloth while dousing her in water. The woman later persuaded Labatt to let her go to the cafeteria so she could get some food. That's when she went to the university's security office and reported the abuse. The lawsuit claims campus security called police and noted that the woman had black, blue, and red marks on her neck. The complaint states that police discovered Labatt in the dorm room and detained him after establishing probable cause for both a domestic assault and a sexual assault.
Labatt remains behind bars.
Nima Alavez Perez takes her two children and her younger sister to the playground after a family ice cream run. While Dulce 5, Emmanuel 3 play, Naima helps her sister with her homework. All of a sudden, Manuel runs up, crying. At first, Naima thinks he dropped his ice cream, but he explains he cannot find Dulce, pointing out where he last saw her near a maintenance shed near a jungle gym. After a frantic search, Naima calls police. Witnesses say they saw a tall man put a child in a red van and drive away. Dulce Alavez, now missing over 4 years. If you have info on Dulce's disappearance, please contact Bridgeton PD, 856-451-0033. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.